Welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 275.
I'm Crystal.
I'm Potafria. Stop. Hello.
We're here. It goes with a week.
I have a fucking headache.
Mine finally went away.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. I gave it to you.
This week has been a lot.
Oh my gosh.
It's just like...
I feel like we start off every show like that, but...
I've had some good weeks lately. I ain't had a week like this in a minute.
I'm serious when I say I need to wear a GoPro. Like, seriously. The amount of shit I encounter is crazy.
Yeah, just a lot of shit. Bills and bullshit and expenses and... bad customer service.
I'm
and
tired of
companies
that.
Trying to get over and just bullshit. I was like, is there a retrograde going on again? There always seems to be, but three exes, people that I did not send for, have been coming at me in the last week, aggressively coming at me.
And I'm like,
what the fuck? Like, I did not send for you. I did not think of y'all. I was not looking for y'all. So it's annoying, you know? It's like, it's nice if it's somebody I want to hear from, but I'm just not tripping. And so I wasn't like happy. And then they were like, I don't know. I feel like the attitude I was given was kind of like they expected me to be excited or something. I don't know. Don't fool yourself because that's not what you're going to get. So
send me some money and then the message.
Yeah, I guess. Ugh. Even that, I don't even.
Mm-mm. Don't even want it?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So that was annoying, but I was like, just the fact that I heard from those people back to back to back like that was just like within this week.
Is it a retrograde?
I don't know. It's always something it's going always on. A
retrograde
yeah.
Retrograde over here.
Of some house or sign or something. So, but that was fucking annoying.
My week started out with the Goodwill story. I went into the Goodwill, and this is why I said I need to wear a GoPro, because at this point, I'm like, people are going to think I'm making up fucking wiener stories, dude. I go on Goodwill, I go to the back, we're like, and it's a small Goodwill, and I go to the back where, like, the housewares and tchotchkes and shit are,
mm-hmm.
and it's, like, them big wire shelves so you can see through them, and when I walk back, I notice this dude. Probably like 29, something like that. And he's like looking at shit. So I walk by him and I go around to like this aisle. And then he's over here and I can see him out of my peripheral staring at me. And then he comes walking to like walk the path I just walked. So of course I walk up more, you know, I don't want to be by him. And he keeps coming. Mm-hmm. And by the time I get to the third aisle... where he's still walking, you know. Mm-hmm. He's like 2.5-3 feet behind me, though. I glance, and he's vigorously rubbing his wiener through his pants. I just dropped the stuff I was going to get. I put it on the shelf. I just turned around and walked straight to my car. I didn't say shit to nobody. Because what's that going to do? Nothing. Nothing. And I texted you and then I told Mark and I was like, people are going to think I'm making up stories at this point because so many fucking wiener stories happened to me.
I would have said something to him. I would have fucking caused a scene. I would have did. I'm so tired.
I just got off work. Like, I just was done. I'm so done. I'm over it. It is a very good thing that we don't fucking carry a gun on us. Because I envision myself shooting.
Yeah, it's them. Fucking gross.
It is. It's hella violating. Thank God it was in his pants this time. So it wasn't like as traumatizing, but still.
I just think about people walking up on the girls and shit, or that comfortable doing that shit, that they walk up on other people that would be like greatly intimidated by that. Like, it's fucked up. It's gross and it's fucked up.
It's hella violating.
It's like a constant.
Yeah. And it makes you instantly feel fear. For me, it does. I instantly feel fucking terror, you know?
It's so gross.
And then the other, some good news is the other wiener whacker, the one from a couple years ago, that actually pulled his wiener out and, you know, I filed a police report and shit. And then he got caught a couple weeks later doing it again. Well, he got.
We talked about that.
Yeah, but I'm following it up because it actually was submitted to the DA.
Good.
And it looks like they are going to pick it up.
Good.
Which
that's good.
Will be wonderful.
Yeah.
So I'm, that's exciting.
That's good news for sure.
Yes. Yeah. He needs to be in trouble. So there's that. And then my cat died. My 19-year-old cat died. We had to have her put to sleep. I don't want to talk about it a lot because I'll cry. I've been crying for like 2 days. So
yeah.
That's been the worst thing for me is that.
And a tire.
My tire blew. We was riding around on a 10-speed tire.
Yeah.
My spare looks like a fucking bike tire. It's crazy. There's a photo on our page of it. So I had to get new tires. And then my insurance fucking is done. So I have to get a new plan in 2 days.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
I told you, contact mine. Yeah. They're significantly lower than the other companies.
I just hate that you initially have to do like a lump payment. You know, back in the day, you could just start out making monthly payments, which was great. It's not like that anymore. So, that, you know, lifing. Did you see the announcement made regarding the Menendez brothers?
Mm-mm.
So the DA spoke at a conference, I believe today. I might be making that up. Maybe a few days ago. And said that they are recommending them be resentenced.
Mm-hmm.
And in the resentencing. Here, hold on. Let me. Read it exactly. So, they are. We're going to recommend the court. That the life without possibility of parole be removed and they would be sentenced for murder, which would be a sentence of 50 to life with possibility of parole because of their age at the time of the crimes and their good behavior. They would be eligible for parole immediately.
Oh, which, that would be good.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And
they've done a good amount of time.
Yeah, and there's evidence. There's a letter from before they killed their parents to somebody where one of them wrote regarding
the abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully that happens. They've been in there a long fucking time.
Yeah. Speaking of court, this last weekend, I went to my niece's baby shower and it was really nice. It was nice to see family and stuff. And, we all got together and hung out and it was great, but it just goes back to that bad customer service that everyone seems to be just giving to people.
We've been experiencing it quite a bit.
Yeah. To people that pay in full. I'm like always preaching about try not to pay in full, like try to put a deposit or like a half down and then pay the balance when services are rendered, if you can, or in situations where you can, because the attitudes just seem to be better and people are more forthcoming. And, you know, when they have more money coming, once you pay somebody in full, it's like, they're like, get fucked, you know, like, the venue, there's issues with the venue that she had booked in Vallejo. And, it's like a pretty known, like party planner, I guess, and venue. But it was just like there were issues, electrical issues, and like major fucking things going on that were not dealt with. And it was kind of like, sorry, figure it out, because they had already been paid these thousands of dollars in full. And that shit is a problem. So, you know, I'm good at composing a well-written letter.
Yeah.
So I immediately that night get on it with her and I'm like helping her reach out to the owner and shit, they're like not addressing the issues that we're complaining about. They're dancing around them.
Oh, when they responded?
Yeah. And it's like, we're not going to play this game. So, you know, I helped her send a few letters, and then it's probably going to go to court. But I've sued people also and won. Like, I also know my way around that. So if that's what it comes to, it's just fucking annoying. Like, she's about to have a baby. She doesn't want to deal with this. What she asked for was hella reasonable. And it's another greedy fucking person that doesn't care about the level or the quality of fucking business they're giving people for their money. And just like, oh, well, fuck it.
I'm tired of that.
Fucking tired. I'm tired of like the taking advantage of people.
Yes.
And yeah, I'm fucking over it.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah.
So they weren't like apologetic or like, let me give you back a little bit, or
they did give a half-ass apology by the time we sent like a second or third response and like weren't letting up, you know, and we're pointing out that like, you're not even addressing the shit that we're complaining about, you know? And so they did kind of like half-ass apologize for one issue, but it was like not they're not trying to give any of the money back.
I bet,
which would be, you know, fair. Reasonable. She's not even asking for half back. She's asking for like a portion of what she paid, and it's reasonable because the issues costed her money, you know. So it's like, let's do the math. Like, what she's asking for is hella fair. I'm just sick of people.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah. And you know, you try to support small business and independent business and all that type of shit, but it's like, people, the level of customer service I find that you get most of the time when you're dealing with a small business, unfortunately, is not up to par. Like, if this was a bigger corporation, I feel like they would just shoot her the money right away. But because, you know, maybe they do less volume, they're not willing to fucking give an inch.
Which is really shitty.
It's shitty. And it makes me turned off with the idea. Like, you know, I'll never book with a small fucking business for this kind of shit again.
God, that's fucked up. I don't want to go into it in case she ends up having to sue.
Yeah.
God damn, being pregnant and having to deal with anything other than breathing.
I know.
It's really shitty.
One thing I was, you know, sure to make note of is like, this isn't something you can have a do-over on. You know what I mean? Like, this is you get one shot at this. And like, because of your negligence, a lot of shit for this event was fucked up. So it's not like we can have a do-over.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, but people don't care. They just want their money.
They don't.
Yeah.
When I canceled the check to the DJ when we got married,
mm-hmm.
Thank God that he took a check. Because as soon as he drove off the property, hello, Bank of America.
Good thing.
Cancel that motherfucker.
You know, now everybody's like Zelle. You can't dispute shit. I don't even want to. If you're a business and you want me to Zelle you, I'm not even fucking doing business with you. Because,
you can't dispute a Zelle.
No, you can't. You can't.
No, I got dick pics for canceling that check from the fucking DJ, but whatever. Gross.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just
great business.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe fucking just do legit, honest.
Provide the level of service that you would want. That's always my thing.
Treat
like,
people, it goes back to treat people the way you would want to be treated.
Mm-hmm. I hate my neighbor already.
Which one?
My immediate next door neighbor that I haven't met yet. Yeah, the 40-year-old man that's like 65.
59-year-old
yes,
man.
Yes.
Oh, why?
So I'm talking to my fucking landlord recently. I hit her up the other day because my oven...
Which is brand new.
It's brand new, but it's like a Bluetooth oven. So, like, you have to connect your Bluetooth to it. And, like, I kid you not, it didn't come with instructions. They want you to scan a QR code and, like, link it and connect to it. And then you control it from an app. So you have to download the app before you could do anything. I'm not that tech savvy. I'm not excited about technology like that. I'm really fucking irritated. I wish I had a gas stove.
Oh, my God. So if you want, you can't just press the button on the stove and use it?
it's very fucking difficult. And what I'm having problems with is the burners are not staying on. So it's hard to bring shit to a boil because they get hot and then they dim themselves.
And yeah, they go back and forth.
Yes. And yeah, like if I was to go into the fucking app, I could set it on the highest setting and have it stay there. But from the touch screen, I can't. And so I'm having this problem with the fucking oven. So I hit her like, hey, do you know the password for the oven? Because I need to connect my Bluetooth to it.
That
you know,
makes me so mad.
Four of them are popping up because it's like all of them in the building.
Yeah.
I don't know which one is mine and I need the password. So I'm like hella irritated, but I'm laughing. And she's like, I'll try to find it for you or whatever. I complained about it like on Twitter, and then Will ended up hitting me and he was like, I can like either reset it for you so you can connect to it or whatever. Like I can help you figure it out, but I'm going to have to like call LG or whatever. Great. Cool. Like the dishwasher is the same way. I think the washing machine, I think it's all Bluetooth appliances that I don't fucking want. So
then the more shit you have like that, the more components, the more computerized.
You're more dependent on, I need an app. I need to have the storage for an app to work the oven.
And then the more chance you have of things breaking on your appliance. Let me just tell everybody really quick, sorry to hijack your thing. Just, I'll make it really fast. But we have brand new Samsung washer and dryer that's all electronic and shit, right? I'm thinking we're doing a good thing. And then we have an over-the-range Samsung fucking microwave hood combined. Both fucking went out. They're both new. I call. Samsung tells me, our washer and dryer is maybe 4.5 years old. Mm-hmm. They told us the average life of them now is 5 to 7 years. For the microwaves, 2 years. And that was Samsung.
Because it's cheaper to just replace them now than it is to sell parts to fix them. Like, I would rather go on Marketplace and buy an old-ass fucking oven.
Yes.
And an old-ass fucking washing machine.
Yes, I agree.
Honestly.
I want dial knob, old-school Whirlpool top loader.
My washing machine, you can't even open it while the water is running now. It has to lock. And then it's like, oh my God, it's so annoying. I don't like the new appliances at all. So she's like, I'm talking to her about the oven. Uh-huh. So all of a sudden she's like, oh, by the way, the neighbor wanted me to talk to you because he has an issue with the camera that's at the front door that you guys share.
I don't give a fuck.
And I'm like, what's the issue? And she said, well, he said something about he would like to have some level of privacy. And I said, for what? This is what she's telling me, right? And I'm like, it's literally facing the street from the front door. Like, what's the issue? And so she's like, I don't know. He just feels like he's being recorded coming in and out. But I told him that if you moved it to your front door, it would be facing his apartment. So would you prefer that? Or would you prefer at the bottom? Hold on a second, because we have an injury. Can you pause it? She just took off running. It's Peas, but I know Peas is really dramatic, like me. So she's probably not that hurt. I think she's having a Maria moment.
Fucking static electricity, girl. She got a static shock on the trampoline, and then she wouldn't let Naya or Julian get her off. So she's standing in the middle screaming bloody murder. And so I'm like, come on, Auntie will help you. So I get a blanket and I cover the metal part, you know, because it's her socks. And so I'm like, come on, just sit on this. And she's like, no, girl, her hair's all sticking.
Full of electricity.
Stop fucking laughing.
Electricity is coursing through her body.
And she's screaming. And I'm like, come on. And she goes a step on it and she goes,
oh, and my fucking God. I'm sitting here just shaking my head like she's being Maria right now and I'm not getting up. Like, she's being dramatic.
I get her off and she was fine when she realized. And then when Mark came and picked her up, and then she started screaming.
Sit down, it's still recording.
Oh, that's great. And he was like, no more.
That was more an anger cry. That wasn't an injury cry. Yeah. I'm not getting up for that.
Yeah, no, I knew immediately when I went out there and saw her that she was fine.
Sorry. He'll trim out whatever.
Okay, so.
Anyway, so.
You,
So she's like, what do you want her to do? Like, aim it at your door? Like, if she puts it at her actual apartment door, it's going to be facing your apartment door.
Right.
Do you want that? She has it at the out, you know, the entryway of the building
to face the stairwell. The street.
Yes. And so he's like, well, I don't like being watched as I'm coming. What are you fucking talking about? So check it out.
I don't give a fuck, bitch. I'm a single mom with fucking children. Fuck you. You're a man that lives by himself.
I can tell she was fucking irritated by the shit also. So I was like, honestly, I use it for the doorbell feature. If it makes him feel better, tell him I don't have the motion detector on, because if I have it constantly running like that, it alerts my phone whenever a car drives by and I get hella traffic. So I actually have that part turned off.
So the just motion. If something does happen, you can go back and pull the footage.
She's like, I'm going to tell him that you use it for the doorbell feature. And I said, if I want to go on there and watch it live, I can do that also. But like, I'm not doing that.
But also, sir, what the fuck are you doing?
You need privacy. What are you
doing?
Yeah. What are you talking? She said that. Why?
Bringing
what are you
children
doing?
Home?
Exactly. So I was like, I'm fucking irritated now. So I could tell she was too. And she was like, it's fine. You can leave it right where it's at. I'm telling you right now, it's fine. And I'm going to tell him it can stay there. And if you want to add your own, you can add your own. Who gives a fuck? Like, first of all, Bunny uses that door to go in and out for school. She's the only one. I would use that fucking door.
It wouldn't fucking matter if no one used it. It's your it fucking place.
Yeah, like the nerve. Just the audacity is already starting. And I'm like, bitch. So I do see him occasionally. He has to pass my car in the driveway to get to the garbage cans to put shit in the garbage. So I'd be watching him like a hawk. Like, good. Don't lean on my motherfucking car. Don't let your bags touch my car.
Don't breathe on it.
Yeah, like I just be watching him now. Like, now that I know you're a bitch, and I haven't even met him yet. I haven't met him. None of the kids have met him.
And you're complaining about a camera that's up for safety.
Already.
That's a problem.
Yeah, yeah. That's weird to me. So I'm like, dude, whatever. And then knowing he has a dog, I'm like, don't let your dog be making no mess on them stairs, them carpeted stairs.
Girl.
We'll see, but you know.
Oh, he lives upstairs with you.
Yes. He's that neighbor. So I'm like,
I'm going to stomp up the steps mm-hmm. when I come as loud as I can.
Oh, yeah. That irritated the fuck out of me. Like, okay, you're already on my nerves now. Well, so I just feel like I want to have some privacy. Like, I feel like it's invading my bitch, the front door. Like,
for safety, you're doing something shady.
Yeah. Why are you nervous?
You're doing
What are you being fucking weird about? What? Oh, I'm sorry. What do you need?
He's back there digging through our purses, stealing shit.
He's trying to find
your
money
wallet
and pills. Bye.
Bye.
Just go. Bye.
Take them all.
Take them all.
Dude.
Let me tell you this. Stinkers is a traitor. What? He's a full-on traitor. Do you know... Where the fuck were we? I think it was the day of the baby shower. We're all together. We go home or something. And he's talking to me and he's like...
He's hanging out with the neighbor.
No, bitch. Worse. He's like,
what?
I don't know. I might go to Mimi and them's party tonight. What? Who? So he just like shakes his head and laughs and then like walks away. And then like, whatever, like I don't talk to him no more about it. And then he texts me at like midnight or something.
He's like, look at this selfie of me and Rocky.
And he goes, your mom misses you.
You're not going to be the messenger.
And I said, wait a minute. I said, why the fuck are you there, number one? And why are you texting me about her?
Well, you let them still if the kids want to.
But still, like, don't be a traitor. Don't be a traitor and fucking try to tell me something about them. You know, like, don't do that.
Guess what? Mimi can fucking call. Mimi can write a letter, bitch.
No, I'm not even going to say that because I don't want her to. No, that's off the table. All of that is off the table.
I was just saying.
But don't.
Send messages through the kids.
Do not. And so I'm just like thinking to myself like, oh, you're at their Halloween party. Funny, Bunny wasn't allowed at the.
Wait a minute, she wasn't invited?
No, nobody mentioned a word to Bunny about this Halloween party. Isn't that funny?
Did they tell her?
No, but they reached out to him and invited him. See, you bitches are really going to set me off in a minute. You're really going to fucking set me off. Yeah. Now, mind you, the last interaction she had was when she was there, Easter and or whatever, and he was singing slave songs and thought it was funny, and my mom's husband, and I went off at that point, and nobody,
rightfully
and
so.
No one still apologized. He did not apologize to her still. So I'm like, oh, so now she just isn't invited to shit anymore or whatever. So now
they're like, Bunny's a snitch.
So I said,
get the other one over.
I said, ask, I think when he was there, I was like, since you're over there, ask him why the fuck he was singing slave songs while Bunny was there. Ask him that since you're over there. And he was like, that's something you can talk to them about in person. I said, no, you're there. So since you want to be running messages, run that one. And he just stopped texting me.
He fucking do not disturb your ass.
He did. Muted me. And I just never talked to him again about it. But I'm like, oh, funny.
The fact that your granddaughter was fucking rightfully so upset about that.
Fully
you
fucking
couldn't
offended.
Apologize. So you invite the other black grandchild.
Yeah.
And don't invite her.
Yeah. Yep.
What?
What kind of weird shit are y'all on? I don't know. So my sister and her partner, I didn't see my sister post anything, but I saw her partner post some shit from the party. And I was like, I don't recognize a soul that was there. I have no idea who the fuck those people were. Apparently, because I don't know who none of them people were. But he told me my family was there. So I was like, oh, I didn't see them in none of the pictures. I don't know who the fuck all them people were. Maybe they were their friends. I don't know. But it's just weird to me, even if it was their friends. But no, it was still her. I don't know, but I just think it's very funny that they didn't invite her, but they invited him.
Now imagine how Bunny's feels.
Yeah, I know. Yep. You're just digging yourselves deeper.
God damn. Mm-hmm. And then you say, tell your mom I miss her, but it's like,
I don't even know if they wanted to run the message, but something was said to him to make him send me that. Okay, we're back. Sorry. Anyway, just to wrap that up, I just thought that was fucking messy and, you know, typical. Typical shit for over there, whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Fucking dude. I was gonna go into the dental shit, but I'm not. Bunny got braces today. So now they both got braces.
I love it.
They both got railroad tracks.
Railroad track, man.
I'm just like, I was sitting there with her and I was like, damn, I wish I had a parent that could have got me fucking braces when I was a kid or taken me to the fucking dentist.
We were talking about yesterday.
Like age 7, I think was the last time I saw
twice
a dentist.
My whole fucking, till 18.
I only
twice.
Went when I was super, super young, like maybe 6 or 7 was the last age I saw a dentist. And then I didn't go again until I was like 20.
I didn't go again until I was like 22. And hello. That's why we fucking have to go to Mexico
yes,
for our teeth now.
I know. When I got hers, you know, her teeth are perfectly fucking straight. Her wisdom teeth are straight. She don't even have to get them extracted.
Lucky.
Like everything is so straight and lined up perfect. And I'm like, you must have got that from your dad, not me. But the price was the same as what Stinkers has to pay.
And they
he
get
has
over
my
and I don't
teeth.
Give a fuck. They get
yeah,
over.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck, I should just like take her to Mexico and get them for like $1,000. But if she pops a bracket or anything, what, I'm gonna fly her to Mexico every time? Like,
yeah.
I don't know how realistic that is. So I was just like, fuck it, sign your life away again.
Right.
Like, dude. This is what I exist for. To sign my life away for these kids every fucking chance I get.
Seriously, they're so expensive. And
they didn't get
it's
expensive
not when
until,
you're they're little.
No, I was thinking about that.
It's not till after
it's smooth
15.
Fucking sailing until they become teenagers, like later teenagers.
Yeah.
Then that's when shit really kicks in. And it's like, oh, I got to cover like adult bills
and
for
it's like
you.
Bang, bang, bang. Yes.
Yeah. All the kid shit was nothing.
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 No, the dental work is crazy expensive.
Yeah.
Car shit, fucking
weed, haircuts,
dude.
Adult fucking haircuts. Like, I told
and
him
men's
yesterday.
Haircuts, remember when they used to be $20?
20 to 25 plus
they're
tips.
Like 60.
His are 50. And thank God they're only 50. And I don't know if he tips. He probably don't. I don't know. But I'm
God
just like, I offer to pay for that whenever because I'm not going to wait around for you to feel like getting a haircut. I don't want to look at you like that. So I'm going to get,
dick.
You know, because like if you were still little, I would be getting those on motherfucking time,
yeah.
You know? So like, he be trying to, like, you know, wait a while. I'm wolfing right now. Well, you're not today, because I'm going to shoot you the money. Wolfing. And you go get that shit. I love that chopped.
Expression. Wolf, I'm wolfing.
Yeah.
That's fucking great. I like that.
But, you know, if I got to fucking step in and pay for it, I will, just because they're mine, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of prices on stuff.
What? This is an anger episode.
It is. To have your animal humanely put to sleep. So you could pay $300 and then they just put your animal to sleep. But then.
And keep it, right?
Yeah, you take it home.
Oh, you take it home?
I mean, you could if you wanted to. For I thought they keep it.
Okay.
But I don't want to do that. Especially when I'm already
upset.
Losing my mind, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then. Or you can pay another $300 on top of that, and you can do what's called a communal cremation, where they basically throw your animal in with a bunch of other animals and throw and their ashes somewhere. And make fucking
trail mix.
Yeah.
Potpourri.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Or for $520.
Wait, why do I have to pay $300 for them to be potpourri? Community fucking ashes. That should just be something y'all do. Okay, nope. That's the first
or
item to piss
I
me
want
off.
My animals' remains back, and just my animals, not communal. I pay $520 and
on top of the
$300 to have her put to sleep.
And I'm in the wrong business.
So I said, is there some way that, because that $520 comes with like an urn. Okay, where you put your pet's photo in it. And I'm like, is there a cheaper option where I can just have
give
my
it to me in a sandwich
remains?
Bag?
I said, can you give them to me in a bag?
Amazon
and I'll get my
has urns.
That's where we got Carolyn's husband's urn.
Yes.
Amazon. We got his ashes back in a fucking Ziploc in a cardboard box.
Yeah, that's what I want.
It was great.
Did they give you that option?
No. You don't get that option.
That's gouging.
Yes. So it's either your pet goes with all its friends somewhere, or you pay the $520 to get your animal back.
I don't like that.
So, of course,
like,
what do you think
I
do?
Like, why are you gouging people that are upset, possibly can't afford that? Like, why are you doing that?
No, really.
I'm like, let's give her hella Benadryl, and then we'll fucking...
If I had, like, some liquid methadone or something, I would have just taken care of her myself at home.
Yeah. And then we could have fucking figured it out.
For sure.
Save a part of her in the freezer or something. Yeah, seal it really good. Vacuum seal it.
Yeah.
Put it in a fucking urn.
Yeah, but $820.
I think that's really mean to charge people that.
And, I mean, even, let's just say, just the $300, and then I have to take her home. $300. I just, when you're upset, you know, or $500 or $800, and you see your animal starting to suffer,
you're
going to do
heartstrings.
Whatever.
Yeah, you're pulling on people's heartstrings, and I feel like you're taking advantage in a weak moment.
And I get the drugs used costs money and stuff. The only part I... was like, what the hell, was why can't I just pay to have her ashes given back to me in a Ziploc bag? Like
your initial $300 should have got you back her fucking shit in a bag, I feel like.
Or even
double and triple
$200 dip. Like, just it's a lot of money to and at first, you know, we noticed her going slowly, so she didn't seem to be in any pain, so we were just going to let her complete the process at home. But once...
It was kind of dragging.
And she started... I perceived that she was starting to be in discomfort.
Yeah.
I was like, absolutely not. This fucking cat has been a queen. Like, no way. No fucking way. So it's a lot of money to have your animal euthanized. It's not
I'm
cheap.
I'm sorry. Your pedicure looks really good. I just want to point that out.
I don't have dog toenails anymore, you guys.
I'm going to fucking make an appointment where you went, I think, because I want acrylic toenails.
I'll go with you.
and I can't seem to find someone that does them good, that's responding to me in the Bay Area.
That does them good.
I reached out to a lot of people on Instagram and they haven't wrote me back. So I'm really? Like, okay, you guys must be fully booked or something. I'll find somewhere. That's where I was insane. Going before, I didn't like how they were doing it. It was hit or miss. Way overpriced for the quality of pedicure I was getting. Yep. I was looking for a new place. But yours look really fucking good. And before Thank we even you. Move forward, we got a anniversary, hope to cheer you up, fucking banana pudding.
Listen.
From Zoe.
That.
Listen.
Was. Probably the best banana pudding I've eaten. And I've eaten a lot. I liked how a lot.
She's a dessert girl. Yes.
Huge.
Yes. I didn't reach out back to her and tell her anything. So she's probably, and she made a joke when I picked it up. She was like, if you guys don't like it, just don't tell me. And so she's probably thinking the silence is us not fucking
Guess
liking
what,
it.
Guess what, girl? Make me another
That's
one.
That's not Please. What the case is.
I'll Look, pay you.
This is how this came about. She was making these individual ones. And I was like, oh my God, like them look hella good.
And she makes it with Chessmen cookies, not yes. Nilla wafers. And those hold up way better.
So I was like, ooh, those look hella good. And I'm like, hey girl, what are those for or something? Like, I thought I wanted to know, was she selling them or like what was going on?
Right.
And she was like, you know what, I've been wanting to make one for you guys, when can I do it?
Now.
What, say less, now. What are Ready. You talking about? She literally told me that on like a Sunday and was like, come get it on Tuesday. And I said, you know what,
you're a queen.
First I was like, Crystal be over in that area, so maybe I could have her go get it. But then I was like, no, she's having a hard week. This could be a cheer up present. I'll come get it.
It was.
And we were planning to record that day, but it was just too emotional. That might have been the day that you put Mimi down.
It was.
And so I was like, this is perfect though, because I'm gonna try to cheer her up with this. I'm gonna go take half to her right now. And
it was magnificent. Yeah. It was so, and I really like how it was like light. Like sometimes banana pudding can be really heavy.
Yeah.
It wasn't fucking heavy.
Agree.
It was so good.
Yeah. So Zoe, thank you so, so much.
Zoe, you're a magician.
5-1 Zoe. What is her fucking? I'm just gonna shout her out Magical. In case you want to sweet talk her into maybe making you one if you're local. I'm going to tell you what her page
so
is.
So good.
Her page is 5-1-Z-O, spelled out 5, F-I-V-E-O-N-E-Z-O. So if you want to sweet talk her and see if maybe she'll sell you one or something, it would be worth your while because that shit is fire.
So fucking
yes,
good.
Yes, thank you, girl, so much.
No, really,
And I think
you.
We have another dessert order on the way.
We do. Our niece Jada makes fucking you
fairy
guys.
Fairy god sweets.
She makes.
Wait, let me just double check.
She makes a churro cheesecake cake. Okay,
fairy good sweets.
Yes, and it's not.
Listen,
the cheesecake again can be fucking heavy.
Yes.
It's not.
And
it's
like sickening sweet sometimes. That's what I was afraid of because it had like frosting. It looked like or something on it. It's churro cheesecake. And when I say.
And there's like, it's actual churro layers.
And
they're
oh
got
my
a little
God.
Crunch.
It's not overly sweet.
Oh God, it's oh,
it's
just
so
amazing.
Good. Again, not too heavy.
No.
I stretched that piece that I got sent home with after our nephew's birthday. I stretched that piece for like 3 mornings.
Oh God.
And then finally
so
I was like, that's it. You got to let it go. Eat the rest. That's it.
It's the other so day she's good. Like, let's ask her if she'll make us one for ourselves.
I like whispered it. I was like, we just had an anniversary. So I think we need one.
Another one.
See if we could order one.
I think we need.
Yeah.
So we did. And
yeah.
Can't wait for that.
God.
Because we're doing Irish cream.
Yeah. What a great idea.
That was your high five.
I had my
girl.
Thinking cap on that
you
day.
Did.
You were telling me about a drink or something, weren't you?
A coffee at the vet. I was telling her they have like a Keurig machine and it's the emergency vet in San Ramon. And they have every flavor of coffee like in their little wheelhouse that you can, a pod. Everything from like cinnamon roll to fucking French toast to you name it. It was wonderful. But I grabbed Irish cream cheesecake
and
coffee.
As soon as you said that, the light bulb started flashing and
Churro.
I said, Jada.
Jada.
And I said, wait a minute. Ask her, can she fucking make that?
I'm so excited.
I am too. It's embarrassing. I'm so excited.
Yes. Irish cream is probably like one of my favorite flavorings.
What a lovely fucking, I love the Irish.
And I love them. Yes. I have a bottle of Irish cream syrup from that coffee shop that shall not be named.
Yes. And we've had it for a while.
Sealed still.
Yes.
So it's going to get put to good use.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I keep almost drinking this old drink.
Like me.
Right.
We let have me like move a, it. A whole a collection.
Slathering.
Let me talk real quick about flossing, okay? Because it's very necessary.
For sure.
Especially if you have veneers, okay? I don't know what is happening, but if you don't, if you know that plaque smell, I've been around people that have veneers that have this weird, nasty plaque smell emitting from their mouth.
You know I keep floss in my bag.
Yes, in the car.
Always have.
I always can count on you for having it in your fucking pocket.
When you have crooked teeth, the feeling of food in there is like,
I think some people just ignore it. I don't know.
Oh,
but
no.
There's a lot of people lazy about flossing, and I can smell it on people's mouth sometimes.
That's gross.
Yeah.
That's so gross you said that.
It made me think of my dear friend Natalia told me one time, her dentist said brushing and not flossing is like taking a shit and not wiping your ass.
Really?
And so that has always stuck in my head, right?
You know what else? I had a dentist tell me, you know how most people will brush their teeth, then floss?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to floss.
Reverse.
Floss, brush your teeth, then go over it again.
That's usually what I do. And I use two different kinds of floss. But I just wanted to share something really gross with you guys. So since I got veneers, I overly floss. I floss more than usual because I can see it if I have something in between my teeth. So I was floss the other day. Okay, my new hyperfixation is salted David jumbo sunflower seeds. Okay.
Yeah.
I go through a bag a day almost. I'm not kidding. My tongue be ready to start bleeding. The salt. No wonder I have vision problems right now. I'm probably so fucking dehydrated.
You're over-consuming
sodium. I'm having 10,000 milligrams of sodium a day. I'm wondering why I can't read by the end of the day.
No, for real. And not drinking enough water to compensate.
I'm drinking Diet Dr. Pepper, berries, strawberries and cream or whatever, and fucking sunflower seeds every day. That's what's keeping me alive, if you're wondering. I'm not doing
my
the fried egg.
English cheddar.
I stopped doing the fried egg with the fucking zero carb tortilla thing that I did for almost a year. That's over. It's a bag.
Like, I never want to eat it again.
It's a bag of David sunflower seeds a day, damn near. My tongue is in pain. I'm surprised I can talk.
I have dill pickle sunflower seeds in the car, and I eat like maybe 5 mouthfuls a day.
It doesn't help that Bunny has this same current fixation.
Yep.
Because
and
her, she'll walk to the store. She'll be like, do you want me to walk to the store and get us some seeds? I sure do.
Yes.
Get my card.
Get me 4 bags.
You know where my card is, girl. Go.
You know the pin.
Oh my fucking God. So I've been eating hella sunflower seeds. And what's gross is I will see pieces of sunflower seeds in between my teeth. I brushed my teeth the other day and I went to floss and I saw pieces that did not come out from
brushing.
Yes. So I had to floss, get it all out, brush again, then floss. Like,
you ate the pieces out of your teeth.
No, fuck no. I always have tissue to wipe the floss. Like, it's disgusting.
Yeah,
I do not. I hate people that eat whatever
comes out of their teeth
off the floss. What are you fucking doing?
People eat off the floss?
Yes. Yes.
No.
I watch people floss and eat it off the floss and keep flossing. I'm not kidding. I'm not fucking kidding you.
Floss smells like shit.
Or it has food or whatever. Like, that's like waste, I think of. Like, why are you eating that off the floss?
That's mouth
Well,
buggers.
Like, lick the floss and continue.
No!
Uh-huh. You're disgusting. You carry a napkin or something or you and multiple flossers and you go through and you don't eat that comes out. You don't do that. That's poop. That's teeth poop.
I'm going to throw up.
Mm-hmm. People are out of pocket.
Oh my
but
God.
But after I brushed and I looked and I was like, I still have fucking sunflower seed remnants in my teeth. Imagine if I wasn't a flosser and I was just up in somebody's face with old sunflower seed.
Floss your teeth, you guys.
Floss. If you don't floss, it's like shitting and not wiping your ass. Floss your motherfucking teeth.
And floss.
Or you got somebody
brush.
With a nose like me around who can smell your mouth.
You're like,
while you're talking.
I can smell you haven't flossed.
You don't floss. You're not a flosser. You're not a flosser, are you? Don't be that guy. Don't be that fucking person. Please. Please, for the love of God. But yeah, it just made me like, make sure you tell people. Because when I saw that shit, I was like, please stress flossing. Like, you better make sure you're fucking flossing your shit. Go as far as getting a water pick, because those work even better than regular floss. I use the string floss and I use the picks, you know, the little flosser picker things. But I'm going to get the water pick thing too.
I love
and blast that
I
shit
can't
out.
Live without floss.
Yeah,
at
please.
All. No fucking
No one
way.
Should. No one should live without it.
Mm-mm. If so. I can't suck air, like,
yeah,
between all my teeth, I'll fucking lose it.
I told you I had this concern, and I'm gonna share it with you guys too. And I feel like it takes some of the embarrassment off of me, and it'll make me feel better. So, I have an ex that shall not be named that I believe truly lied to me and swindled me into being with me.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I'm talking about. This is somebody I was friends with for a long time and shit. We became a couple and it got pretty serious pretty fast. And then we tried the living together thing. And then I was just getting super grossed out and cringed out by them way too often, way more than to my liking. And I was like, this is not going to work. And I very quickly was like turned off and was like, I'm not going to try to make this work. And I, you know, broke it off like I do. And I was like, fuck, I miss my friend. So like I tried to maintain a friendship with that person. And then after a few months, it dawned on me, like, you're not somebody I would be friends with.
Because so, why are we disagreeing about
everything? Why are you grossing me out about everything? And why are we disagreeing about everything? And why do we suddenly not have anything at all in common? So I started thinking to myself, like, when did this happen? It wasn't until after we broke up. And I think just the mask came off. This person scammed me and was acting like we had the same interests and they gave a fuck about the things that I gave
a fuck
about. He's
like, oh, you like football? I love football.
Basically,
yeah.
Acted like they cared about art and culture and that our political views aligned and all of this shit was a fucking facade. It was an act. And it's like, once that mask came off after we broke up, I was like, holy shit, I can't even be your friend. Like, you're a gross ass person. You're embarrassing
me. You hang with Israelis.
Oh my fucking God. And you make jokes about it. And you make, like, you're really trash. Like, we don't have anything in common. We don't have enough in common to be friends. And you let your guard down. The curtain that you put up or whatever. And now I see the real you.
Does it make you feel sad?
It makes me feel ripped off, scammed.
Like the person I was friends with doesn't even exist.
Yes. Yes. Like I loved and felt close to an imaginary person. And this person is a narcissist. This person is a sociopath. This person is somebody that can make themselves cry on cue. Tears, yeah. Okay? Yeah. You can't trust a person like that, right? So when I realized all of these things, I was like, okay, you got to look at them differently because they're capable of more than what the average person is as far as like fooling someone, right? And then I just realized like... It's a person that has been known to do like survival sex work and shit.
And I'm like, what you mean for people by survival sex work?
A place to stay.
Yeah.
A place to stay. Someone to take care of them when they ain't got no money, when they ain't got nowhere to go.
A hobo sexual.
To be a safe haven for you. Like to be like, you know,
yeah.
They are known to do that. Like, and when we split up, they immediately bounced into another relationship for the same thing, to have somewhere to stay, to have security, to have food, to have, you know what I'm saying?
Drugs.
Until they got a job. Right. And so I'm like, oh my fucking God. Like I got played in a different way. And like
that would probably hurt more than fucking
it does because how did I ever let you get close to
me? Because that was the foundation
yes
for building upon
yes and they played on that they played on that and they were like, I see that's the way to get to her is to have this closeness, like on a friendship level. So I'm going to try to like ride that for as long as I can. And they played the fuck out of me. Because now I'm like looking at them and talking to them. And I don't know if they even realize they let their guard down. But I'm like, I see you now for what you and who you really are.
You're like, do you realize every time we speak, it's disagreeing?
Every fucking time. I can't name one thing. Not shoes, bitch. Not movies. Not books. Not fucking art. Not politics. Not jokes. Nothing. Nothing in common. And I'm
that's
just like,
crazy.
I'm just glad that they're away from me. And like, I was shocked, but I was like, damn, like you really have to be careful who you allow in your space because there's people that do this for survival, mm-hmm. you know, because they don't have other options. They don't have other family to live with.
Yeah.
They don't have friends to live with. Like, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah. Also, for everybody listening, I'm sure most of you know this, but when you lie to mesh better with someone like you're crushing on, like
you're faking.
Yes. And yeah. Event, and you're building something upon something that is not real.
It's not sustainable.
Don't do that.
At some point, it's going to fall apart.
Yes.
That's why.
Don't
bitch,
do
when
it.
You was here, you was unhappy and shit because you were not doing the things you wanted to fucking do. You were trying to appease me, you know? So that you could fucking live here. Like, that's what was happening. And I see it all for what it really is now. And I'm just like, dude, like, tighten up, bitch. Be more careful.
Because you're slipping.
Be now. More fucking careful. Yeah. Talking about myself.
That's
be
crazy.
More careful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it wasn't that long ago. And to be like, we have nothing in common, nothing, you were faking. You were faking it.
And not just like, oh, we disagree about movies, for instance.
Books,
like,
fucking
core
things that will determine if you're a friend or not. Like
that I even speak to
yes,
you.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
It's fucking crazy.
It's crazy. And it was just so eye-opening and like really a slap in my fucking face. But I'm just going to look at it as a lesson.
For sure.
I always see the positive in everything. That's just who I am, no matter how bad the situation. And like, I think it was a really needed lesson for me to have at the time because I'll never make those mistakes again. So I learned the hard way, but at least I learned, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn, dude.
I just had to tell you guys that because I know even a lot of people I know, like in my personal life, were like, whatever happened, like what happened with y'all or whatever, or like,
he's dead.
I've even been asked, like, what did you see in him? And it just had me like reflecting and I had to be like, I saw fraud. Like I fell for fraud. I got scammed.
Yeah. The person all of you guys are getting to see is not the person.
It's not. It was an act. That person was being a fucking actor. So if you see now the life they're living and all that, you see that's not what is compatible with me. That's why it's not, never work.
Crazy.
It would never work even as a friend. It's just, it's fucked up.
You want to hear something fucked up? It's fucking
always.
Sad, dude. So I'm Facebook friends with this dude. We went to high school together. He's older though, by a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been Facebook friends for a while, you know? And we have a lot of mutuals. And I haven't been on Facebook in a long time. So mm-hmm. I go on.
He's dead.
Sorry, I'm fucking purging from tretinoin. So I'm hella peeling. That's what I'm over here doing, like a tweak.
Yesterday, she had like skin on her nose. And I was like, what the fuck is on the side of your nose? Because I want to pull it off.
Fucking skin. And so I log on Facebook because I haven't been on in a while. And I see somebody posting a flyer for his fucking funeral
services. He is? I just said he's dead. I was kidding.
And I was like, what the fuck happened? So I'm looking.
Oh, man.
And I can't find how he died. And I'm like, I need to know how
he died.
You're
going to research all night now. Yeah.
I finally found out.
Of course you did.
It's horrible. On his way home from like Oakley, Pittsburgh area, coming on Highway 4, I guess.
Oh, it's a person out here?
Yeah. And there was an accident by like the Pacheco overpass.
Mm-hmm.
And he stops to help. And I guess the accident, the cars were like on the center divide. so this is what I gathered from the small, tiny article I found. He was with his wife. He stopped, went to help them try and get them out of the vehicle, lost his balance, and went over the center divide, bitch.
Wait, what?
Yes.
On an overpass?
Yes, and fell to the freeway below, or fell below.
Oh, fuck. Trying to help somebody.
Isn't that fucking horrific?
Oh, my God.
And his wife.
Watching this happen.
Yes. My heart just breaks for her. Oh, my
fucking God. And this is somebody you would talk with?
Not hell of talk with, but somebody I knew.
Damn. I'm sorry. That's awful.
It's not really. I just feel so bad for his wife and his family. Like
To be right there.
To be a good fucking Samaritan, though, and just stop to help.
What if she told him don't stop? That'd be even worse.
It would.
That would be even fucking worse. Like, I have to pee, babe. Please hurry up. That's so fucked up.
It's so fucked up. And what a just a terrible way to die, dude.
Helping somebody else. I hate stories like that.
Yeah. I felt, when I read that, I was like, this is fucked.
Where did you know him from?
He went to Pinole.
Oh. I know him?
No. I'll show you his photo, though, when we're done.
Okay.
It's so sad, though.
Yeah, very sad. Goddamn. Don't help people is the moral of the story. You call for help. There was a man somewhere I was passing the other night flagging cars down trying to get me to pull over and help him. And I'm like,
beep, beep. I can't help myself this week, no. Bro.
Well, you know, I have a rule. Don't ask women for help anyway. But I'm like,
no, you don't pull over and help men.
No, fuck no. Fuck. That was never happen. As a single woman,
don't do that.
No, you don't do it. So, no, I just kept riding. I was looking like, yeah, right. No, better flag a man down.
No, I've listened to, you know, them fucking true fucking story snippets I've been listening to on YouTube sometimes. Like, there's a dude, I don't remember their fucking Blue Spooky. There's a few of them that tell fucking real life stories. And
yeah,
I've heard more than a few about people driving.
Ted Bundy would get people to fucking try to help. He would get women to try to help him with his fake cast and shit and then murder them. No. Yes. I'm not taking them chances. You don't help men.
And they're driving at night. Well, and a woman will flag down for help.
Oh.
And a woman will go to pull over. And here comes two dudes crawling out from the back of the fucking car and shit.
Oh, that woman needs to burn in gasoline.
Because, bitch, you ain't a girl's
girl. No. You're a monster. Setting up women for men?
Yes.
No. Lighter on fire.
Fucked up, dude.
In other fucked up news, this ain't that bad this time, but in other fucked up news, we should be measuring our titties every 6 months. Did you know that?
I knew like every year or so.
I didn't know that. And so I've been rocking G's, right? For like a couple years.
Well, you lost some weight. You definitely.
So I measured before I ordered some new bras to try out the other day, and I went down to an F.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, then. Look at that.
Yeah.
When you
When I lose weight, my upper body always goes first.
That's great news.
Arms, tits.
Great fucking news. I need to start bench pressing some shit so I could try to go smaller. Because, you know, that was really my goal when we started working out, is to try to shrink these heavy bitches. So when I measured myself, I went on TikTok because I like to look at different ways to measure to try to get the most accurate. And like three of the creators that whose videos I watched were like, you need to be doing this once a year. You need to be doing this every 6 months. Like,
especially if you have a weight fluctuation.
Who fucking knew? Yeah. So I'm an F now, guys.
Look at me go.
Great fucking news. I'm going to celebrate with cheesecake. Great news. Do you want to hear about this fucking dream I had?
Yeah.
So Bunny won't wake up lately with an alarm. I don't know, whatever. She's too comfortable now waiting for me to wake her up. So I get up at like 6.
And your dreams about me are always the worst dreams.
You're a traitor. You're a fucking.
I'm the opposite in her dreams of what I am in real life.
You're
just
not a good person. You're not a girl's girl. You're not a good person in my dreams.
Ever.
But this one was more just like your family was hella shady. I'll unpack it. But what I've been doing lately is waking up at 6:15, so that I wake Bunny up for school. And then I go back to sleep until like 10. Mm-hmm. So from 6 to 10, it's on in my fucking brain. My brain is on one. It's doing all kind of weird shit. People are showing up I don't even like. Like, it's all kind of weird shit going on. Yesterday, I think it was, I woke up and mm-hmm. I had these weird fucking feelings. And I was just shaking my head like, what the fuck? Donna, your granny, was alive. Okay.
Oh, I wish.
I was like, I got up when I told you in the morning, I was like, I have to put this in my notes before I forget. But I was renting some big 5-bedroom house. It was like a very, and I know where this came from because I was looking at these real estate pages that find mid-century modern homes that haven't been touched in fucking 60 years or whatever. Yes. Fully furnished.
I want to do that.
Yes. And I was looking at hell of them before I went to sleep. So I got one and it was like a dated ass house from like the 80s. It looked like Roseanne's house or something. And I was like, hella happy that I got this house. It was a big ass 5-bedroom house. It had hell of vintage 80s toys in it. Mm. And in my dream, I'm like, oh my God, I wanted one of these so bad when I was little. I never got this as a kid. And like they had left behind hell of them in pristine condition. So
that's a good dream.
It was such a good dream so far. So I'm like all excited, fucking with the toys, everything. I left to go to Target or something. I came back and your grandma was flying down the hallway in a wheelchair with an attitude. Her hair was like brushed back. She had on a nightgown. She was like glaring at me, like, get out the fucking way. What are you looking at? She was being hella mean to me, going hella fast down the hallway. And I said, oh, I like gasped. I was like, where have you been? Where the hell have you been? My mouth was hanging open. Hella your family was there.
You always get to dream about her. I never do.
Hella your family was there and they had said that they were hiding her in the back of the car and they had put a dummy in the front seat. Now this is the part where my brain gets weird because I don't know what the purpose of that would be. They had her crouched down hiding in like the back of the station like that wagon bitch
could fucking
and they had a dummy of her in the front seat driving down the 5 to go to LA and they're telling me this is where we took her. So they went to LA.
Oh my God.
Your family, it's like aunts and uncles and shit at the house. They're explaining to me that they cleaned up before I got back so I would let like 14 of them stay in the house. Because they're like still hiding your grandma out. They're like, we had to bring her back to the Bay for something. We cleaned before you got here.
We're so glad you got a new house for us.
A 5-bedroom because now we
need. It was Jimmy and Debbie.
We need 4 of the bedrooms, basically. And I was like, okay, thank y'all for cleaning. But like, I'm not giving y'all 4 bedrooms. Y'all could have like 2. And so it was so weird. It was me like looking through old mail and trying to track down the owners, the previous owners, because I wanted to know their life. And their daughter was like this New Yorker. She like worked for a fashion magazine and I tracked her down. She was closer to my age, but she lived in New York and that's why she sold me the house. Her parents had died. It was so weird. I was like fully investigating that family who I got the house from.
For no reason.
With y'all, D'Amato, all in the house unexpected
banging for free shit
and your grandma being hella mean about it like what okay yeah I'm here like and like and I'm like emotional I'm like where have you been I just kept asking her where have you been
oh my
where
God. Have you been
and she was fully alive and sassy as ever craziness
that's actually cool
oh I pulled you aside crying and was like we don't know how traumatizing it is to come home to her. Like, why are they doing this to us? Me and you were crying. And we were like, they're acting like it's no big deal. But do you know how shocking that is right now? Like, I can't process that she's in the hallway right now. And we were crying and we were irritated talking shit about them because they were downplaying it so much.
And they were like, get over it.
They were like, get over it. She's here. Okay. Can we stay? Like, move on now.
That's crazy. Yes,
it was so fucking weird. Oh, and then I screamed, I'm calling America's Most Wanted. And I screamed it and I was so pissed. I was like, y'all are hella fucking rude and inconsiderate. I'm calling America's Most Wanted and I'm fucking telling them. The fact that my brain pulled that out, because I associate
that
her.
That goes with the 80s and her.
Yes, I associate her with America's Most Wanted. And that's what I fucking screamed at her, at them, about her. I'm calling America's Most Wanted. I'm tired of y'all shit. Fuck y'all. Making me feel bad for being emotional. Yep.
Oh what God, a dream. That part is so funny.
That's why you called me for something and I was like, dude, like you don't know what I just
you're like, stepped you guys out of. Are so fucked up.
So your family is just beyond scammers. Like you come from a fucked up family and I've had it. I was just like, it, like my mouth was hanging open when I woke up. Like, I cannot believe they did that.
I wish I could have been in that fucking dream.
Yes, it was such a good dream. And it was so long and so detailed. I remember reading mail, reading names on the mail, tracking down the owners. The fact that you investigated
the fucking people that lived in the house before you.
And then went on social media, found the daughter. I can still imagine what their faces all look like. So weird.
Which is crazy. Where did you pull that from? Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. But your family was not gentle about it at all, about breaking the news.
They're never gentle.
No, so abrasive. God.
Daughter would say she was flying down the hallway with her
hella hair. Fast. And like her hair was slicked back. She had on a nightgown and just a mean ass look on her face, like, move. Like, I'm here. Okay, bitch. Move. Yes, you're in my new house. Fucking rude asses.
The fact
asses.
That they all broke into your house and was like, we need to live
We're
here.
We're here now because we had to bring her back up here for something.
Sounds
so.
A little D'Amato-ish.
And that's the only reason that they like let us know that it was a secret because they needed somewhere to stay. Yes.
Sounds about right.
Typical. Typical shit. That's the only reason they let us know. Not because they wanted to like share that and be emotional and like loving.
No. They're like, the gig's up. We need help.
We know you got 5 bedrooms. We're here, bitch. And we're here before you got
home.
They were
waiting for you to buy a fucking house.
Oh, God.
That's crazy.
I'm calling America's Most
Wanted. That is my favorite part. Mm-mm. Fuck, that shit is great.
I have some really good write-ins, unless you have some other stuff first.
No, just the patrons.
Oh, yeah. Let's acknowledge our lovely, wonderful, loving love patrons you that you get to chat with every day on live.
We do. We've been having a ball in there.
It's funny because I still haven't caught it, but I see the notifications. When you go live on there, it sends something to our email. That's like, if you want to save this recording, you could do it, whatever. And I'm like, oh, she was on there 20 times today. Because I'll get 20 emails.
I noticed
emails.
It's multiple emails. It does
so
hell
many
of
fucking
them.
Emails, yes.
Because once in a while, Patreon glitches and it will just stop it.
So you got to start over.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so. Miss Jero, Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
Annalicia. I hope I'm saying that right. Zoe, 510. Banana Pudding.
Banana Pudding herself.
That's her name, Banana Pudding.
Miss Banana Pudding herself.
Hey, it's Jules, Jacqueline. I think we might have read this one last week, but just in case we didn't. Amber Dijon, DJ, Mama Steen, Claudia Rendon, Courtney Miller, Ariana, Vicente Gildia. I'm so sorry if I'm butchering this, you guys. And then we have user 743-687-3378.
Someone wants to be super anonymous.
Love it. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys so much.
So much for playing in the clubhouse.
All right. I'm looking forward to these because I kind of skimmed through them and
I saw the
yeah they sound ridiculous.
Elrod one.
I skimmed a little bit through that one. Okay, this one is write in involving clowns, kind of long.
Perfect.
Hi guys, day one listener and recent patron here. I'm writing in to tell you a story about the legend of Clown Baby. This all started in my small town in Oregon in the early 2000s. Small town girl here, just like Crystal.
Love it. We are.
So a few friends and I were stone teenagers driving around and we saw a strange object in the road. I hopped out the car to see what it was and it was a clown doll. I grabbed it and we all died laughing when I got back into the car. It was one of those cheaply made clowns that came out of claw machines. Plastic face and hand, stuffed body. Only this clown had half of its plastic face burnt off by a lighter.
Oh.
Oh my God. Someone had drawn all over its body with a Sharpie. It said, quote, baby maker, pointing to the crotch and 666 on the back.
Oh.
It was a red, white, and blue patriotic clown. We thought it was hilarious and weird. So we kept it. I kept it. Another demented group of teens must have been responsible for it. At the time, my little sister was very young, probably 4 or 5 years old. Me being a mean-ass teenager, I showed her the clown and she was absolutely terrified of it. She immediately called it clown baby. She was freaking out. I know it's so mean, but I was an asshole. So from then on, his name became Clown Baby. Mm-hmm. Being a teenager with the child's sister, I was often in charge of babysitting her, driving her around on errands, etc. So Clown Baby became my tool to make her behave. I love when there's a tool like this.
I had a frog.
My fucking, one of my good friends, when her son was little, her son is like the same age as Stinkers. She had this made up character called Johnny Windows, and she would threaten him and be like, if you don't be good, I'm gonna call Johnny Windows and he's gonna come at night. And he would cry tears. He was hella bad, but he would cry and straighten out whenever she threatened him with Johnny Windows.
Love it.
Yeah.
When he's bad now, tell him.
I do. When I see him now, I'd be like, you remember Johnny Windows? And at first he did it, and now he just cries laughing. Okay, sorry. So Clown Baby became my tool to make her behave. Even just uttering the words Clown Baby to make her snap into shape and obey me. That's so fucking funny. Mm-hmm. I would say things like, if you don't clean that up, Clown Baby's going to be mad. I need a Clown Baby for fucking
peace. We had a puppet, a frog, and it would go, uh-huh. And it was like, you put your hand
did
in the
mouth. Did
it
have a tongue that unrolled?
I don't think so.
Oh.
But it, when you opened its mouth, it would go, you know, and.
Who were you scaring with that?
Naya and Mia when she was little.
Oh, my God.
When they
God.
Wouldn't listen. Andre and I would be like, I'm going to get that frog. Where's the frog? And
I need something
Naya
like
would
that.
Scream bloody murder.
Oh, we got to get something for peace.
Peace.
What is she fucking afraid of? Food?
Static.
We have to fucking find something. Food. Yes. Oh, God. Okay. I would say things like, if you don't clean that up, Clown Baby is going to be mad. I rarely ever had to get the actual doll out. The mere words yep. were enough. I love this.
Yep.
One day, I found a weird clown painting at Goodwill. Pat would have loved it. And I snuck it into her room and hung it up.
God. Siblings are dicks.
Oh my God. When she saw it, she said Clown Baby put a picture in her room and flipped Aww. Out. My mom was so pissed at me. Another time we took a family photo on Christmas and I snuck Clown Baby into the photo. You just put Clown Baby under her pillow when she's bad, when you feel like it. When we got the physical photos back, she saw Clown Baby and freaked out. That was in our picture. My mom thought it was mildly funny up until that point. But when she saw one of our family pictures with Clown Baby, she was mad as hell.
Please send us a photo of that.
She did.
Oh, even better.
I hid the doll in my room because my mom was always trying to throw it away. She was sick of my shit and wanted Clown Baby to die. One day it was gone. She swears up and down to this day that she didn't take him. I don't know if I believe it, but someone took it, unless he became sentient and walked out of the house. Now my sister is 21 and she very clearly remembers Clown Baby and can laugh about it. I'm glad I didn't truly traumatize her. It was all in good fun and It was all in good fun, and Clown Baby is still a legend to this day among my friend group. I have one single picture of him, and I will send it in this story. I'm sure the family photo with him in it exists somewhere in my mom's pictures. Please find the family photo.
Yes, we need the family photo.
Rest in peace, Clown Baby. I thought you guys would enjoy this story because, well, clowns, and because I was a teenage menace. Love you guys so much. That's great.
That's a great
That's fucking
story.
Great.
I love it.
Oh, Clown Baby.
Let me see Clown Baby.
Look, with a melted face. Look at fucking Clown Baby.
Oh, that no wonder she's fucking losing her mind. That thing don't, it looks like a pussy face.
You slide it under their pillow.
That thing is terrifying.
Oh my God. And it says Baby Maker by the dick. And they gave it stitches and shit. Oh my God. That is hilarious.
It's fucking great.
Fucking Clown Baby.
I love okay. siblings. Siblings are dicks.
That's great. Okay. This one is from. Wait, where am I? This is from a couple weeks ago, I think. It's from our baby, Big Juice. Make you smile right in.
We love you, Juice.
Hey, ladies. First, big hugs. This is just a couple small stories to make you say, fuck yeah. So my mom and grandmother raised me. My mom and her siblings were raised all over the country on various military bases. That being said, they grew up around all types of people. So I was raised that people were people, and unless someone gave you a reason to be disrespectful, you treated everyone with respect. Now, I started getting made fun of for being gay way young. Fuck, it was the late 80s, so being gay wasn't necessarily talked about, but the kids just made fun of me.
Yeah.
However, I always had my friends. One of my earliest best friends was a girl named Devin, who happened to be black. One day, and we were probably 11, 12 years old, we had went to a convenience store that I always went to. This day in particular, the cashier that saw me all the time decided on this day they'd follow us around the store. Watching our every move made Devin uncomfortable, and she said something to me. Boom, that's all it took. So that, quote, everyone making fun of me anger was quick to burst that day, and the cashier got it. Not sure all the words used, but basically, you motherfucking racist. You never follow me around when it's just me, and now today you want to follow us. Fuck you. Yada, yada, yada. As I proceeded to take whatever I could grab and throw it in the floor. We got banned, but bitch, you can ban me from here. I don't want to be here anyway. A year or so later, a new family member moved in with two kids. One was closer to my age.
I'm hearing you read this in his voice.
And the other younger. These two were lame as hell. The type that wouldn't cuss even when their parents weren't around type shit. However, one day, I think it's that kid gets his new trampoline, this new trampoline, and the brothers proceeded to invite all the neighborhood kids. Devin and I were just up the road a bit, but could see everyone heading to their house. And of course, the trampoline seemed fun. As we approached, these two bitches sent another kid out to tell us we couldn't come and jump because their dog didn't like black people and he may bite Devin. Again, boom. I stood on the sidewalk and cussed them out, screaming, no one believed the prejudiced dog bullshit, even though the older brother even told the other brother to step his ass in the street so we could beat his prejudiced ass. I was told at a young age, always get people in the street or something and never on their property. Smart. And when one of the brothers said, I'm going to get my mom, he was quickly told, get her. And I proceeded to cuss her ass out and ended my rant telling her, fuck you, bitch, suck my dick. That part I remember because that sent that bitch into a frenzy and she called the cops.
Good.
Of course, cussing someone out isn't against the law. And back then, cops didn't really seem to care too much about neighborhood kids fighting. Cop just said I shouldn't be so disrespectful to adults, to which I clearly remember explaining that she was racist. And they invited every... Where was I? Sorry. Sorry, guys. And they invited every kid over except us because Devin was black. Man, I was a badass kid, but from a young age, I always stood on calling out bigotry. Have a good one, ladies. This was just a story to make you smile. All my love, Big Juice, a.k.a. Juicy Boosie.
We love you.
We love you so much.
You can tell you've always had a good little heart.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
All right, this one I was looking forward to because I think it has to do with me.
Of course.
This is from Elrod, a.k.a. Mexikish. First of all, mid-mod queen.
Sorry.
Yes, the mid-mod queen. First of all, I fucking hate you both.
We love you too.
Two days ago, I was in my car following my mom to the next store on our shopping day journey, and we came to a red light. I was in my car directly behind her, so I pulled up right against... I pulled up right next to her in line at the light, just as one does. I should mention that I'm just minding my business and listening to the latest episode of the podcast. And it was at the part where Pat was talking about getting her ass eaten.
Perfect.
So as I pull up behind my mom's car, I'm looking at her through the back windshield, trying to see if she notices I'm right behind her. When I notice her look around her car, car frantically for some reason. It looked like she was freaking out. What I didn't realize was that in that moment was that my speakers in my car had gone silent. I finally realized what had happened. My phone hooked up to my mom's car's Bluetooth I was close enough. And for some freak of nature reason, it kicked off her own phone and hooked up to mine right as Pat's filthy mouth was spewing her inappropriate butthole anecdote. I fucking screamed when I realized what had happened and immediately turned off my phone's Bluetooth, resolving the issue. So her mother is a woman of class and stature.
Oh,
her mother is a classy fucking woman.
Not a woman that wants to hear you get your butt.
She would not want to hear about any of this at all. I'm mortified.
She probably turned bright red. Fucking, we're lucky she didn't crash her car, dude.
Oh my God.
You're like, he used his fingers and like licked it. And
it was great. You're like, were you banging? No, it was just getting my ass.
I'm like, would you let him put his cock up there?
You were like, you got to pretend you're getting DP'd and then it makes the orgasm better. I remember the conversation. This is
awful.
And her
mother's pearls are tightening around her neck.
She's gasping for air. The light turned green and we continued on our way. I just drive in silence, not blinking, hands at 10 and 2, just wondering what the fuck my mom must have been thinking.
You're like, what happened, Mom?
Why do you look like you saw a ghost? Why are you white? Why is your face white?
Why do you look
white?
Like you saw a sex ghost?
Oh, my God. I would have played it off like I have no idea. Tell me, what happened?
What happened?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
What? That didn't come on my car. Why did that come on your car? Were you hacked? Oh, my God. Okay.
Fuck.
Hands at 10 and 2, just wondering what the fuck my mom must have been thinking. We met up at the next shop and she didn't say anything, but I can only imagine she must have been listening to Shakira or something. And then all of a sudden she hears Pat's ass play testimonial at full volume. Sigh.
From Shakira.
It's bad enough that whenever my fiance hears me listening to the podcast, he always asks me, are they talking about their dad's dicks again today? For fuck's sake, I can't take it anymore. Laughing my ass off. It's been a minute since I've written in, so I figured now is as good a time as any to check in with my girls. As always, thank you for the constant shout outs and mentions. I love being a part of this delinquent family so much. There's so many things I want to talk about, so I'll just write them in as bullet responses. One, yes, you're both invited to the wedding. Do not tell her that we had anything to do with what she heard.
I go up to her and I'm like, you remember that one time you were driving?
That's her.
It's her. It's her butthole.
Do not.
Not mine.
Do not. Two, yes, there are many variations of glitter, but did you know almost all the glitter in the whole world comes from one factory in New Jersey? No, I did not.
That's
fucking know
crazy.
That. That's insanity. What?
A monopoly on glitter? They're paid.
Three, I'm so proud of you both for improving in your thrift store visits. Keep it up. Thank you. Four, I actually forgot the rest, but this message is already long enough. I love you both so much, even though you constantly embarrass me in front of my loved ones. As always, free Palestine. Help keep the pet population down. Have your pets spayed or neutered. And
yes,
everyone, please organize, unionize, and mobilize a working class political movement so we can take the power back.
Yes.
Bye. Bye. That's wonderful. Thank you for that write-in so fucking much.
They're always a pleasure.
Oh my God. Your
I'm
poor
so
mom.
Glad Pat could
your
traumatize
poor
your mother.
Fucking mom. I was just telling her she has this photo because her mom was like, when she was a little kid, her mom was taking like glamour shots photos with her, like 80s iconic glamour shots photos, like kissing her little bangs and shit. And she posted one the other day and I was like, I want that on a fucking t-shirt. Please, can you fucking make one? A limited run or
something.
Did you
ever do glamour shots?
No, I did not. Thank
God. I did it once at Becky's birthday party.
Shut up.
There's a photo somewhere. I think Grandma Brenda probably
has it. Do you look like a 45-year-old woman?
Oh, yeah, I look 36. I think I was seven. And they put me in royal blue.
That's the funniest thing. You probably had shoulder pads and like sensible.
I had a fucking clip on earrings, a blue boa
with a shoulder out.
Those were fucking child sex. They were fucking
divorced middle-aged woman costumes for kids.
I had fucking probably blue eyeshadow.
Oh my god!
I gotta see if Brenda can find.
I need the glamour. I need the fucking glamour.
I gotta see. I did it one. I remember I used to always want to do it. And Becky had her birthday party there.
I would have loved to do it, but I never did. That's hilarious. Whenever I see them, though, like in people's houses and shit, I'm like, oh, you were one of those families that got to do it.
You had money.
Mm-hmm. Fancy. Or yeah. Olin Mills photos.
We have Olin Mills.
Yeah, that's like, that was classy, too. We have one of
my older cousin, Monica. She was my step cousin. Mm-hmm. Brushing my hair.
Oh, in Olin Mills? Does it look like you're in a dream? Is it it looks like heaven?
Fuzzy, a little.
White, very heavenly.
It was gray background. And she's fucking brushing my hair.
I love that. Where's the fucking retired Olin Mills photographers at? Because I need to talk
about
a lot of stage concepts that they came up with.
Yeah.
Staging for those photos.
Weird shit. Mm-hmm. There might be one of me feeding Richard a bottle.
Bitch, in Olin Mills.
I gotta find it.
I think one of my first jobs was working at Olin Mills trying to sell people photo packages on the phone. And I did it very briefly. I was like 15 years old. And
they're like, bitch, just fucking buy it. Yeah,
they were like, that's enough. We can get you out of here now. That's enough. Mm-hmm.
Remember Olin Mills used to be in Hilltop right next to fucking the Women's Express gym or whatever?
Next to fucking Aaron Brothers.
Yeah.
Where I had you take me for coffee yesterday. I was like, can you stop at Aaron Brothers, please? So
I knew exactly what she meant.
So I could get coffee real quick. Aaron Brothers Art Mart. We did a lot of good stealing out of there.
No, for real. They were expensive.
Yeah, they were pricey for no reason. So we tore their ass up.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's all I got. I gotta get this sassy, cranky pants little girl home.
She's having an emotional day.
She woke up this morning crying tears, bringing up a backpack that we saw at TJ Maxx. She kept saying the last few days, I want to go to CSPS to us, and saying it to me and Bunny over and over. I want to go to CSPS. We were like, what the fuck is CSPS? So today, she was talking about costumes. So all this time, we thought she was talking about the Spirit Halloween store. No, she was talking about fucking TJ Maxx.
She's like, CSPS, she brought stupid.
The backpack, and I said, what, at TJ Maxx, you mean? She goes, yes, TJ Maxx. You just been telling us CSPS for fucking 4 days. You should have known. Oh, my God.
Listen.
But yeah, she was crying tears about a backpack that we left week and a half ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Listen, she fucking... She's out front with me before we record. I call her name.
I'm sick of her.
I call her name every so often. She hollers back. Well, I do it. She don't fucking answer. Do it again. She don't answer. So instantly I'm going to get fucking the farts, like the anxiety farts, thinking someone kidnapped her.
Panic is coursing through your veins.
Yes. So I jump up. I'm looking. She's not in the yard, not in the driveway. I'm like, Santana. I hear her little voice from the garage go, what? So I go in the garage and I'm like, you can't do that. You have to answer Auntie. Do you want me to go to the hospital because I have a heart attack?
Mind you, she has on a full face of makeup right now with two beauty marks.
Orange eyeshadow.
And winged eyeliner.
Yes.
Mind you.
Brown liner on her lips.
Yes.
And she goes, what? I'm in here with Julian, my best friend. You got the wrong guy.
What fucking Dick Tracy movie were you watching that got you talking like that? What do you mean?
She always
what
says some crazy of ass shit.
Were you
to
just
me?
Fucking watching?
You got the wrong guy. Mind you, she
what
has an
episode of Law and Order are you starring in today?
Mind you, Baby Special got a fucking pocket full of rocks
that she was comparing and had to take with her. What is she doing? You got the wrong guy.
The wrong guy.
She's like, stop calling
this
my name.
This is who framed Roger Rabbit.
Yes, what are you talking about? She's like, stop calling my name.
You have the wrong guy. I'm here with my best friend, Julian.
I want to lay down. I'm tired of her.
Then, when we're recording earlier, the first fiasco was her screaming. I run out there again, panicked. She's standing in the middle of the trampoline, tears, screaming bloody murder. Her hair is standing straight up. And she's
from electricity.
She's crying. Because she got shocked by the trampoline.
She has socks on. So I'm trying to get her off, but she's fucking traumatized and don't want to get off. She's scared
to take a step forward.
Yes. So I put the blanket over the metal and I'm like, come on, it's fine. And I get the chair that has a cushion. I'm like, come on, you're not going to get shocked. She still wouldn't do it. I had to get on the trampoline and get her.
While I'm sitting here not budging the whole, because like, I'm like, no, that's an anger cry.
She was pissed.
That's not a like an injury cry or anything.
You can tell the difference.
I'm not getting up for that shit.
Yeah, so I had to carry her off the fucking trampoline. She was so mad about that.
Then was mad again. Like, it's just nonstop shit. She's not coming back.
Fuck you.
She's not.
She has to.
You got the wrong guy.
No, I love her. She's just having an off day.
Yeah, today's been rough.
Yeah, she wanted to go to CSPS, bitch. Fucking take her.
Take her to fucking CSPS. The fact for 4 days, we're letters. Like, what is it? What is it? Yes, TJ Maxx, after I said
stupid.
It.
Stupid.
That ain't what you've been saying, girl. But okay. God damn. I'm glad we finally figured out that riddle. I'm done.
You had the wrong guy.
Yeah.
I love her.
All right, we're going.
I'm done.
We love you.
We love you. Guess what's going up tomorrow, motherfuckers? Merch.
Oh, yeah. It's time.
It's time.
It's time, so you can have it by the holidays.
Go look for the post on our IG.
Yes.
And follow the instructions. Order your merch now
so you can have it by the holidays. Yes. And you know we don't like to do this shit, so you better get it while the getting is good.
Better order like 6.
Yeah, you don't know when you're going to have the
chance. It's like once a year.
If that, bitch.
For real.
If that. So, yeah, get on it.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Suck it easy.
Go to bed. I haven't heard her come back. Mark probably fucking took her to Marine World or something. God.